The Quaby Sisters are an Americana band based in Dallas. The three sisters are fiddle champions who specialize in what is known as progressive Western swing. On Monday night, they will play at First Presbyterian Church here in Chattanooga, headlining a benefit for Metanoia Prison Ministries. Mark Kasson is a ruling elder at the church and executive director of Metanoia. Mark, thanks for joining us.
I'm good to be here. Thank you.
So tell us more about Metanoia. First, we should explain what metanoia means.
Sure. Metanoia is a Greek word found in the New Testament. It means to turn away from sin and turn towards God, or more appropriately, it's translated repentance.
Tell us how you came to metanoia.
Sure. So back in the late 80s, I was serving in the Army. I was an Army intelligence linguist stationed at the Presidio Monterey. And I know for some people, being in Army intelligence is an oxymoron. But I was there. I committed a crime. I was in the Monterey County Jail. I was facing life plus 14 years in the state of California. I was facing the death penalty from the Army. And through a set of circumstances, I found myself in a pod with 10 Christians in it. And so out of 12 cells, they called those pods, a pod had 12 cells in it. And so 10 of them were Christians, and I was not. But I needed to get out of my cell to make a phone call. And so the only way to get out of my cell was to go to this Bible study that a Gideon was doing. And I sat down at the Bible study after I made my phone call. I tried to tune him out, and I couldn't. I was captivated by what he was saying. And so I was converted at the age of 21 in a very powerful, real way. I went in my cell over the weekend, and I read the New Testament with the Psalms and Proverbs six times, cover to cover. And Monday morning was supposed to be jury selection for my trial, and I told my attorney I was going to plead guilty. And she tried to talk me out of it as a good lawyer. She said, you know, you're facing four counts. You might beat one or two of them. You never know. But worst case scenario, you're going to get executed. Best case scenario, you're going to do about 30 years.
And we should explain the crime that you were charged with.
The crime was attempted premeditated murder. It was a murder for hire plot. And so thankfully, the victim did not die in that case. So hence the attempted part of it. But we went in the courtroom, we pled guilty, and in open court, after I pled guilty, the district attorney dropped three of the charges against me. And so I just got the life sentence. And then 6 weeks later, I got a condition of a discharge under conditions other than honorable, but not dishonorable, from the Army. And so I spent the next 15 years in prison.
It was during that time that your spiritual journey continued.
Correct. I spent my entire incarceration serving God, studying His Word, even to the level of Bible college and seminary classes. I didn't finish the seminary degree, but I did get several classes and planted a church that's still in existence out in California at the Correctional Training Facility in Soledad, and did ministry from the inside. And then when I was released in 2004, almost immediately I got drawn back in. In fact, I was the first person California ever let go back into the prison system while I was still on parole. And so I went back 16 times over the next 5 years. Part of a parole program, the state was doing it. They wanted us to take a message of hope. When I was released in 2004, when Arnold Schwarzenegger was the governor, in his first term of 3 years, 14,400 lifers went to parole hearings. A total of 121 of us got out. And so there wasn't much hope for lifers at that time, that they were not getting out. And so we, a couple of lifers and myself, we went back with this program called Dare to Hope, and we just talked about putting your faith in God and seeing what God will do. He may not let you out, but He can use you on the inside too. So, but in 05, a friend of mine that I had done time with, who became a pastor and started Metanoia, he asked me to come on the board of directors, and then in 07, they asked me to resign from the board and become the executive director.
So, and Metanoia is part of the Presbyterian Church.
It is. We are. It is a standalone 501c3, but we joined with the Presbyterian Church in America in 2009, and so I serve as the director of prison ministry for that denomination.
It partners with the Presbyterian
Correct.
Church.
Or what they would call a ministry partnership, exactly. Under Mission in North America, which is the outreach arm of that church to the United States, church planting, disaster response, English as a second language, prison ministry. Metanoia is the prison ministry arm of that.
And so describe the work that Metanoia does.
Sure. We do. We have a three-legged stool, basically. The first leg is we have a one-on-one correspondence-based ministry. Students study our courses. They send them into a main office. And then from there, you could be a corresponding discipler. And so if I'm the student, you're my corresponding discipler for as long as I study. And what we want you to do, in addition to grading the lesson, which takes 30 minutes, we want you to write an encouraging letter and develop the relationship with me. And that way, it's what we call intentional relational discipleship ministry. You're going to be intentional about relationship with me. And I may study for 7 years. And so for those 7 years, you're grading my lesson about once a month, and you're writing that encouraging letter, and I'm writing back, and we're becoming brothers in Christ. We have about 700 students nationwide in 49 of the 50 states. They're being served by about 700 people in, 270 churches around the country. And this, the only state we don't have either a prisoner or a corresponding discipler in is Maine for some reason. I don't know how that happened, but one of these days I'll get up there. The second leg of our ministry and what brought me to Chattanooga is we do life-on-life mentoring. Specifically, we started at Walker State Faith and Character-Based Prison down in Rock Spring, Georgia. It became Georgia's first faith and character prison in 2011.
And what do we mean by that?
Prisoners have to have a known faith, and they volunteer to go there, but they're there for a two-year faith and character program. So they all go through the same character curriculum. It's a non-faith character-building curriculum. And then they have, each faith has volunteers who come in and teach. If you're a Christian, you want to go through faith and finances, or you want to go through Dave Ramsey, they have volunteers go in and do that. If you're a Muslim and you want a parenting class, they have an imam come in and teach that. And so they have a ton. Covenant College has people teaching down there. Local people teach courses. French is being taught down there. Psychology, all kinds of different things. We actually have a seminary. Metanoia has started a seminary down there. We graduated our first group of guys this last month in October. We have a full graduation with men getting their master's degrees coming up at the end of January. We're excited about that. But our mentoring, specifically, we've recruited men to go in one-on-one and sit down across the table from somebody for an hour and 45 minutes twice a month. And we have men who have been doing that with the same guy for the last 8 years. And they'll tell you this is the best friend they've ever had in the world. It's extremely powerful. The recidivism rate, the rate at which prisoners return in the state of Georgia, is about 42%. For our mentoring partners that have gotten out, we're at 2.57%. And so just from that standpoint, you're seeing a huge impact on the rate at which people are going back after 5 years. The prison has said it's the most vital component of their faith and character model. It is. We currently have about 130 active pairs. We've trained more than 250 men, but we have currently 130, 140 active pairs that go down on Mondays, Tuesdays, and Thursdays. And if anyone who is listening to me would like to be involved, please reach out because we will train you and get you going ASAP.
And beyond Walker State Prison, where else can we see Metanoia's impact in this area in the Tennessee Valley?
We're also at Hayes State Prison. We have women who go into the next door facility on Moxon Bend and are doing mentoring there. That's a much smaller group. The governor this year in the state of his state address, he announced the Volunteer Mentor Initiative. He said when he was a businessman, he mentored a prisoner and walked with him when he got out as well. And so we've been in touch with them to help. We're waiting for that whole thing to jump off, and then we'll be involved in training men to go into the prisoners that are on the eastern part of the state, probably from Nashville over. So.
And then let's talk about the event coming up.
Sure. So one of our donors knows the Quaby sisters. And so they are bringing them to Chattanooga on Veterans Day, and they're going to be performing a benefit concert. It's free to the public. We will take a love offering up. There will also be a silent auction. We have some really good items up for auction. And so that will be done on the 11th. The doors open at 6 o'clock. The concert will start at 6:30.
And for folks who are not aware of the Quaby Sisters, they are described as progressive Western swing music.
Yes, they are a band of three sisters, and there are also two men who play with them. All three of them are state fiddle champions in the state of Texas. So if nothing else, you're going to hear some really good fiddle playing. But their music is beautiful. They are all raised in the church. That's how my board member knows them. They were in church together in Texas. So he watched them grow up, basically.
And they have been heard far and wide. I heard them perform in connection with Smithsonian Folkways a few years ago. To have a group such as that with their virtuosity and fiddling play here in this area, which has its own virtuosity when it comes to fiddling, that's going to be quite an event.
We're excited about it. It will be held at First Presbyterian Church inside the main sanctuary. It seats about 450. We have an overflow room, two overflow rooms if necessary, so we could probably seat about 700 if we needed to. But I'm excited about it. And just for everybody who knows, the sisters are also going to do a concert at Walker State on Tuesday the 12th. That's not open to the public, but my donor thought, hey, let's invite them down and let the men partake of it as well. So we're looking forward to both of those concerts.
And where can people go online for more information?
The website is www.pcamna.org/metanoia. Or they can contact me at mcasson, C-A-S-S-O-N, at pcanet.org. They could also call me on my cell, area code 559-681-7858.
Mark, thanks so much and all the best.
Hey, thank you. It's been great.